question. Can we ask you about the baseball side of all of that?
Sure.
First place, welcome back. What do you think about the Chris Davis situation right now?
We'll just see where we're at. I mean, he's on the roster today, and I'm sure Nick told you that he's getting an MRI too right now, and we'll see what the results are that are later. So, you know, if we have to carry him for a little bit, that would probably be a good option. The fact that maybe he'd come back sooner than later, I'm not sure what the results of that are going to be. So, if it's a DL stint, then we have to deal with it. Obviously, he's a big part of our lineup, and we would miss him, but that just creates an opportunity for somebody else for the short period of time, hopefully.
Seems like the news on Triggs is fairly good. Is that encouraging?
Yeah. I mean, anytime. I mean, you lose the type of stars we did. We come out of spring training and we were down two, and then we lose two basically on back-to-back days. That bites you a little bit. So, you know, the sooner we can get these guys back, the better.
What's your rotation looking like for the next few days?
Tomorrow will be Daniel Gossett. And then we'll have a corresponding move that I will announce tomorrow for the next day. But Goose has pitched really well. You look at his numbers overall, he's done a really nice job. So he will get the ball tomorrow.
Given the injuries you're dealing with, you must be very encouraged by how well you're playing.
Yeah, no, we had a good trip. I mean, you know, a lot of these things happen during the trip, especially toward the end of it. But yeah, we had a nice trip, you know, all the way around. We played pretty good defense. We swung the bats better. You know, the bullpen was fantastic. You know, two games in a row where we had to cover 14 and two-thirds inning out of the pen, and we won both those games. So the guys in the bullpen stepped up. And, you know, with Mengden going seven and then a day off yesterday, our bullpen's in pretty good shape, believe it or not. So, you know, all in all, ended up being a good trip, and Daniel really kind of saved us the last day.
I mean, to choose when you get days off, I would think on one level, yesterday being off was good considering
right.
all the pitchers you use on the trip. But the flip side is you were playing real well, and when you're playing well, you don't want to be off, right?
Well, we, you know what, we were in the East Coast for 11 days, and it seemed like longer than that. We started with an off day. So when you're traveling around like that in the East and you come back, that, you know, it was good to have an off day. So it gets our bullpen back in order. But, yeah, you're playing well. It typically means you want to play every day. But I think the off day came at a good time.
One of the regulars we didn't talk to you about in the last homestand is because he made most of his playing in the trip, Dustin Fowler.
Yeah.
What's your first impression of him in his first games as a regular?
He's been doing great for us. And adds a little bit of a different dimension for us, you know, athletically, stealing bases. You know, not that Mark Canna was not doing a great job for us in center field, but this guy is a true center fielder and allows us to play both these guys. But I thought first impressions were great. You know, we knew he'd be here at some time coming out of spring. I think the timing was right when he did come, and now, you know, against right-hand pitching, he's going to be in the lineup every day, and he'll probably be all over the place as far as the lineup goes. We let him off yesterday. He has the ability to hit up there, down in the lineup, and brings a speed element that we really haven't had. So first impressions are terrific.
Mark Chapman,
Matt.
Had about a month where he just didn't do anything. Where he wasn't hitting the ball very well the last seven games. He's batting almost .500. Did he do anything different, or just kind of the ups and downs of a young season?
Yeah, the end of that. There's you're never going to be the same team every day. So, you know, we weren't swinging the bat great when we went on the trip. As the trip progressed, we start swinging the bat a lot better. And we feel like we will be a good offensive team. It's just not going to be the same every day or week to week. Kind of goes back and forth depending on how guys are swinging, and certainly sometimes the starting pitching that you have to deal with as well.
Do you see a difference in his confidence level at all when it's going this way?
I do not.
The same guy?
He is confident every day, regardless if he's swinging well or not.
I'll get out of my mouth. Go worst case scenario with Davis, and you lose him for a while. A team loses its cleanup hitter, a guy who's got as much power as Chris Davis. It's going to affect you, but some teams are better able to weather that kind of loss than others. Is this team able to weather that loss if it comes to that?
Losing Chris Davis would be a tough one for us. I mean, this guy's hit over 40 home runs. He's as prolific a home run hitter, power hitter in baseball.
Right.
So any team, no matter what the configuration of players look like, would hurt. So hopefully we don't lose him for a long period of time. If that is the case, then the other guys have to step up. You know? know, allows us to get some other guys in the DH that maybe need some rest, but hopefully that is not the case.
Has Lucha earned your full trust and handled every situation, the eighth inning, one-on-one situations like that?
Yes. Yeah. And deservedly so. I mean, you know, we've kind of incrementally brought him into that role, but you look at his numbers and you look at his stuff too. He throws the ball over the plate, he's going to be successful. And I think it's been a quick rise to where he is, you know, in the bullpen right now, pitching late in games, as late as the eighth inning. He's done a great job.
Is that how you would kind of foresee him in the DH spot if he were to miss time rotating?
Yeah, we rotated around a little bit, and it would have a lot to do with who comes here to take his roster spot. But yeah, we'd split it up some.
There's a lot of videos of Blake Trout and Sinker online, and how it kind of has like the same pitch tunnel as his slider. Is it pretty remarkable what he does with his stuff, and how like 40 feet towards the plate, the pitch looks exactly the same. That's pretty remarkable.
It does, and then when you start your bat, it does something different. So I've often commented about, I don't know how at 98 miles an hour the ball has time to move that much, but it does, and he can throw a slider for a strike. The way he's pitching right now is about as good as any in baseball. So on top of that, he has great stuff, and it's kind of all coming together for him right now. All right.
Thank you very much.